Chapter 44. I scattered the spell that baffled shadows, though it was not yet dark. It would be dark before we finished. The horsemen were in place. The Shadowlanders did not appear suspicious. They were up to whatever with those work parties. Both had vanished into the hills, taking 1,000 men out of my way. What temper possessed Shadow Spinner? Not a good one, surely. Having 4,000 men nipped off an undermanned siege force had to stick in his craw. Blade had spread enough infantrymen around to cover the cavalry withdrawal. I told Ram, "It's time." He nodded. He did not have much to say now. I urged my stallion onto an outcrop from which we would be visible all over the plain. He followed. I hoped he would do nothing clumsy. Falling off your horse takes something away from high drama. I drew my sword. It blossomed fire. Trumpets sounded. The horsemen broke cover. The Shadar element were very nearly veterans now. Blade had them in shape. I was pleased by their performance. Chaos broke its chains down below. It seemed the Shadowlanders would never get together. I feared I would have another unexpected victory on my hands. It was full dark before I lowered my sword and the trumpets sounded recall. The Shadowlanders did not pursue my horsemen. Blade showed up quickly.
"What now?" "The message has been delivered. Maybe we should back off."
A gangrenous glow formed inside the wall camp beside the city.
"Before that gets here."
I canceled the spells illuminating Ram and myself, dismounted, led the way out of there. I stumbled into Sindhu, who had come from Narayan with the question Blade had asked. I told him,
"I want Narayan and your friends to join me. Evacuate the cavalry. The infantry should come out behind them. We'll take tomorrow off."
I needed the rest. I felt drained all the time. All I wanted to do was lie down and sleep. I had been going on willpower for so long I feared I would collapse at a critical moment. There had been no time to filter all the infantry down the slope. Once it had become apparent that that was impossible, I had sent the majority back to make camp. I longed to be there now. But the night was not yet done. The valley glowed as though a cancerous green moon was rising there. The green grew brighter.
"Down!"
I snapped and hit the dirt. A ball of ugly light crashed into the eminence from which I had observed the fighting. Earth and vegetation melted. Smoke filled the air. Fire started, but burned out quickly. My companions were awed. I was pleased. Shadow Spinner had missed by 200 yards. He did not know where I was. His bats were flying to kill my trap, and his shadows were confused. Sometimes little tricks can be as useful as ones like Spinner's fireball.
"Let's move out,"
I said. "He'll need time to ready another shot. Take advantage of it. Ram, let's get out of the way and out of these costumes. They're too damn cumbersome." We did that. Horsemen moved past, talking softly, warily, in good spirits. They had made a big mess out there. They were pleased with themselves. Narayan's friends gathered, one now, one then. By the time the infantry started out, there were 80 of them.
"Mainly men of my